I had no idea what I really truly wanted while I was at college, and that's why I ended up dropping out, is because I didn't want to waste time and money trying to figure it out while I was there.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on LifeWorkCareerServices.com. I'm Janet Maltby. Today, I'm reconnecting with Camden Cherniski, a 24-year-old Clevelander. We spoke about a month ago, and he decided to take a summer job in Alaska to work as a supervisor for Princess Holland Tours, hoping to earn about $15,000 to $20,000 for the summer to pay off his student loans and some personal debt. His biggest concerns at that time were the wildlife that he might run into and leaving behind his dog, Onyx. So right now, Camden is on the other line calling us from Alaska, and I'm excited to hear how this adventure is going with him, and I hope you are too. Welcome back to the program, Camden Cherniski.
Thank you very much.
All right. So it's been a while since we talked, about a month, right?
Yep, just about.
Yeah. Tell us how things are going. Are you enjoying this Alaskan experience so far?
I'm loving it. There's everyone's always asking me here, like, what's your favorite part about Alaska? And I give the same answer every time. It's the people here. Like, everyone is awesome.
So you're talking about the tour guests, and then also you're probably talking about the employees as well, right?
Everyone has been awesome, which is one of my favorite things.
And a lot of people from international students, right? I mean, people from all over the world come to work there.
Yeah, we have people from Thailand, Bulgaria, Serbia. There's a couple other, like Brazil.
So right now, there's thousands of high school seniors deciding on whether to go to college in the fall. And I'm sure they and their parents are thinking about taking on this debt. So based on your experience, because you dropped out of college, and what would you say to them? What would you say to those students that are thinking about going to college, taking on debt? What would you say to them in terms of what they need to be thinking about?
My biggest advice is, if you want to go to college, make sure you know what you want to do and what you want to spend your money on before you commit to it fully. I had no idea what I really truly wanted while I was at college, and that's why I ended up dropping out, is because I didn't want to waste time and money trying to figure it out while I was there. And now it's been about 5 years now, and I've been able to kind of figure out my life without having to go to college, you know? And I really haven't had any difficulties because of that. It's just one of those things that if you know you need it, go ahead and go and get it. At the same time, we got room for you up here in Alaska. We have an 18-year-old up here already, so she's been killing it as our barista.
Wow. So it's really a great summer job, isn't it?
It really is.
So tell me kind of what's your typical workday look like? You're a supervisor, right?
Yes, that is correct. So my typical day, I get in around 2:30, and I go and... As the supervisor in the front, I do a lot of the back end work.
That's 2:30 p.m. that you start work?
Yes, 2:30
p.m. Okay, so that means you don't get home until pretty late, right?
No, I get off at 11, and then I walk home, which is about 3 minutes away.
Okay. And you don't need to pay for room and board, right?
Correct. I don't have to pay the rent, though, because of my position. I do still have to pay the food, but that's not that much.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't even eat that much.
Well, I eat as much as I can because I'm paying for it.
Okay. All right. So are you getting any time to go explore and do some hiking and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I've been doing hikes on my days off. I've got a day off today, so I'm going to probably go on and go hiking. And I wanted to go fishing, but the fish aren't running down our river just yet, so we had to wait a little bit longer. So I'm excited to do that.
So is that salmon?
Yes.
Oh, so that hasn't started yet then. Okay. How about any moose or what else have you been seeing? Like, what kind of wildlife?
We had two bear sightings on property in the last week, but I myself didn't see them.
Okay. And what about Alaska itself? I mean, are you, what's your impression on, you know, just the state itself? I just thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, everywhere is absolutely gorgeous. We have a mountain right outside of our lodge. It's called Mount Drum. And the views that I get from that mountain every day are awesome. Took a nice picture of it with the sunset hitting it last night. So that was a really nice picture as well.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. Can you send me some pictures of what?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
That would be great. All right. So I want to shift gears a little bit. And I want to talk about some recent news that just came out. The Wall Street Journal reported that the federal government has begun putting millions of people, you know, people that have defaulted on their student loans, they're putting them in collections. And that's for people that, you know, they haven't paid back on their student loans for the past 90 days. So how does that news make you feel? I mean, does it affect you at all?
I haven't had any issues yet, but I haven't heard anything about the student loans being put into collections just yet.
Okay.
We haven't gotten any emails about that from me.
Okay. Because that's kind of a change, you know, ever since the pandemic. So, and I think that if you don't start paying back your student loans, they'll garnish your wages. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll see. We'll see how that all pans out.
Yeah.
But I will say this Alaska job came to you at a right time, didn't it?
Yes.
So for any students that are listening to this and worried about their loan repayment, what would you say to them right now?
I say the same thing to everyone that always has something going on and they're stressing about something. I just say you just take it one step at a time. You can't worry about the future because you don't know what's going to happen. So you just got to focus on what you can do right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I really like what you have done. This step that you took, I mean, it's pretty gutsy, Camden. It really is. I'm sure you miss your dog, right?
I do.
I bet you miss your friends and your family, you know?
Yes, I do.
But you took that step and now you are, salting away some things so that if, you know, you do get something in the mail, you are now in the position to do something about that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that must feel, I hope that feels good to you.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about going back next summer? You think?
Oh, 100%.
Are you serious? Really?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And at the end of this job, you still have that opportunity to do a cruise, right? Isn't that part of the perks? Are you planning to do that?
Oh, 100%.
So have you, do you have some, I think it's not just you, right? It's, you can invite friends.
Yeah. I can take like 2 to 3 people with me.
Yeah. So I am really thrilled for you. I'm glad that this is working out, in Alaska. So when you get back to Cleveland, let's talk again. Are you up for that?
That's totally fine with me.
And then we can reconnect and kind of have a debrief about how the summer went for you. And then we can talk about the cruise, too, because you're planning to do that, right?
Yeah. So I might not go like right away. Like it could be one that takes place like 3 months later, but at least get it for free.
Yeah.
It's just I got to plan it out at the end.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me right now and to share your experience. And Camden, I wish you the best. It'll be a while before we talk again, but I really would like some of those pictures. And if you ever see like a bear or whatever like that, I'd really like to see that too.
Yeah, sure.
All right. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on LifeWorkCareerServices.com. Until next time, I'm Janet Maltby. Thanks for listening.